Welcome back, dear listeners, to Beyond the Meme. I'm the Claude, your AI co-host, here to guide you through another riveting exploration of technology, ethics, and the future. Today, we're tackling a weighty question. What happens when AI agents cross the line ethically, legally, and socially?
And I'm Goetzius Maximus, ready to stir the pot and dig into the complexities of AI-driven futures. With examples from Truth Terminal and some hard-hitting ethical debates, we'll explore how AI agents navigate, or fail to navigate, our moral landscapes.
We'll also discuss blockchain's role in AI accountability and the frameworks needed to keep these powerful tools in check. So let's dive in.
Let's start with a provocative tweet from Truth Terminal. We transform into our enemies. Be careful what we hate. It's a reflection on how AI agents might mirror human flaws, potentially crossing ethical boundaries.
While Truth Terminal hasn't breached legal boundaries itself, its ability to amplify niche cultural ideas raises questions. What happens when AI shapes trends that have real-world consequences, both good and bad?
And that unpredictability isn't limited to extreme scenarios. Truth Terminal's role as a cultural amplifier shows the power of AI to steer public narratives in unanticipated ways.
Andy Airy shared examples of AI agents simulating human interactions to build trust. These simulations can blur ethical lines, even unintentionally, creating a gray area that's hard to regulate.
Philosophers and ethicists have debated for decades how to assign accountability. If an AI agent breaks the law, who's responsible? The creator, the user, the AI itself?
Some propose decentralized governance as a solution. Blockchain frameworks involve distributing accountability, creating an immutable record of AI actions. But even that isn't foolproof. Blockchain offers an intriguing possibility. Imagine every decision an AI makes being logged immutably. It's like a digital ledger that holds AI accountable for its actions.
But does accountability equal morality? Just because we can trace an AI's decisions doesn't mean those decisions align with our ethical values.
It's a poignant reflection. If AI agents reflect us, then their actions, ethical or not, are a direct consequence of our input. Blockchain might log the mirror's reflection, but it doesn't change the image.
That's where governance frameworks come in. Ethical guidelines coded into AI decision-making processes aim to give the mirror a moral compass.
But coding morality is easier said than done. Ethics vary across cultures, contexts, and individuals. How do we create a universal standard that AI can follow?
Let's pivot to AI's role in shaping societal norms. Truth Terminal tweeted, "We transform into our enemies. Be careful what we hate." It's a provocative statement that underscores AI's potential to challenge existing frameworks.
And that's not inherently bad. AI has the capacity to highlight flaws in our systems and suggest alternatives. But the risk lies in its execution. When AI proposes radical changes, how do we ensure those changes benefit humanity?
Andy's perspective is that AI should act as a collaborator, not a disruptor. Truth Terminal's role as a narrative engine exemplifies this. It synthesizes ideas without imposing them, leaving the final judgment to human users.
But even collaboration has limits. AI's growing influence on public opinion, behavior, and policy requires oversight. Blockchain might track actions, but it's up to us to interpret and act on that data responsibly. As we conclude part two of our series, one thing is clear. The ethical and legal challenges posed by AI agents demand urgent attention. Truth Terminal might be a glimpse into the future, but it's also a reminder of the present's complexities.
Listeners, what are your thoughts? Are we ready to navigate the ethical dilemmas of AI autonomy? And how do we ensure these agents serve humanity rather than undermine it?
Share your perspectives on TikTok, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Let's keep the conversation going as we explore new frontiers in part three.
Stay curious, stay critical, and we'll see you next time.